Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This week, we are joined by two friends of mine who we've go way back. We have done so many events together, so much fun and good in this community. And I'm so happy and excited to welcome Bob Russell, the CEO and president of the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, and Ann Jensen, the marketing queen over there, doing all the things, making it look fabulous, and making sure the community knows all about it. Bob, Ann, thank you so much for being here with me. So excited because it's that time of year again. It's time for Superhero 5K to benefit the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center and make sure that people know what's happening at the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. For people that have maybe missed our past conversations or missed any of the social videos that we've done in the past, what is the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center?
Well, we are a not-for-profit agency, and we provide a wide range of support systems for people that are in need, whether it's for hearing health. So we're really working with everything from newborns to seniors and everybody in between. Mm-hmm. So people that have issues with their hearing, or they love to go to concerts and it gets a little too loud, and trying to help them with protection and ideas of how to preserve their hearing, to working really with intervention and education services for children with developmental disabilities, learning disabilities. So there we're really working with 6 months and up. So we've been around for 104 years, and we're going strong and just here for the community to be able to help in these various areas.
104 years is actually crazy. Like, that is insane. Yeah. What an accomplishment. You've been there the whole time?
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's crazy because you don't look to be over 30.
I'm getting ready to retire soon. You know, that's a long a long run.
I love it. And, you know, you have, we joke and we kid about you being there, but you have been there a long time and you have made such an impact, a positive impact, not only on Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, but the community as a whole. And I think one of the things that I love that you guys do is you're so out in the community. Although your niche is, you know, hearing and speech and making sure that people in the community have those services, you do such a good job at including other people that maybe don't utilize your services but want to know about them. I'm talking about the Totally 80s party that you guys have done in the past, and now we have the Superhero 5K coming up that has been an absolute blast and hit that we've been involved in for the past 3 to 4 years. So let's go into that. And I know that you're fresh on the team within the last couple of years. You're doing amazing work when it comes to marketing. What is to be expected and what is the Superhero 5K coming up?
June 7th, and it's going to be at Seneca Park. This is our third annual. And what people can expect is going to be, basically, this is a celebration of the superheroes that are doing all the amazing work at Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, celebrating our clients, celebrating, you know, our kids who are also putting in the work. This is just a day to get the community together. We're calling it our Superhero 5K and Family Fun Run, because we really want the community to know that this is a family-friendly, inclusive event that not only encompasses a 5K run walk. So at Seneca Park, if you're familiar, it is 3 times around the loop. And then we also have an option to do a 1 mile. And that 1 mile is whatever you're comfortable with. Come on and walk, roll, stroll, whatever you're superpower is. Yeah. We celebrate all the movement and the fact that you're going to be there and just basically showing up. It's family fun. This year, we're continuing and expanding with our Superhero Kids Zone, which is going to be a great activity area for the kids. And we've got a bunch of business partners who are going to be exhibiting crafts and activities at different tables. We have Netsons coming again. This will be the third year we have them. And they are.
Love them.
Oh, I know,
so
right?
Good.
It's like ice cream for breakfast. So everyone who participates in that is going to get free ice cream. The event is free for kids under 12. All adult participants get a free t-shirt. There is a fundraising component on that. When you go into our website to register, you can level up your superhero powers by helping us to do a little bit extra fundraising, and we're giving away some really cool prizes with that. Mm-hmm. And then we're just, it's going to just be a really fun day of, you know, runners, walkers, just getting everyone together and enjoying the day. It starts off, registration is at 8 a.m. as well as the kid zone. And then the race is going to kick off at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I did the race last year with my fiance and it was just so much fun. You know, it's in the same location, which is great. I think it's cool. You're not like in the zoo by any means, but it's a cool like nature path to see like the different components. And the zoo is so big that the park back there is just such a perfect location for it. And I want to ask you, Bob, since this is the third annual of the Superhero 5K, how did this kind of come about with the superhero integration for the 5K?
Yeah, we were really looking for something that would celebrate abilities for people. So, you know, we're dealing, as I mentioned, with children as young as newborns and 6 months old. And we wanted an event that was going to be inclusive, but also to highlight kind of the importance of physical activity and the effect that it has for kids that may have motor skill issues, mm-hmm. for people with hearing loss. You know, exercise and health is such a vital part in trying to help people with whatever they're facing, to clear their minds, to be able to get their bodies moving. So that's really how the event began. And I think we're so fortunate because, you know, we've got such a strong running community here in Rochester. There's so many people that, you know, we run into every day that talk about being touched by our agency, whether they were kids that went through, you know, speech language pathology, occupational therapy, physical therapy, or families that have been coming to us. Now we've learned of four generations of people coming to us with their hearing loss concerns. And I think seeing the way the community rallies behind us, we're also really excited this year because we partnered with our friends over at Fleet Feet.
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
You know, nobody puts on a race like Fleet Feet. So they've been super excited about this. And yes, I said super for a reason. We actually had a call with them the other day and, you know, the camera goes on for the Zoom and, you know, our friend Sean's sitting there with a Batman mask on. And I'm like, all right.
He's committing to the bit.
He's committed to this thing. So, you know, just being able to work with them with all the logistics and putting on that quality event. And the nice thing about it is we do have hardcore runners that come that they're like, I'm coming because I want my time.
Yeah.
But then we've got families. We've got people in wheelchairs, people with strollers, you know, whatever mode of movement people are accustomed to, this race and this event is open to them. And I think that's the most important part of the day.
I think that is the most important part. And I love the fact that you are tying in allowing all abilities to participate in such a fun time. I mean, the weather's been beautiful the last couple of times I've participated in it. And honestly, I think that it's just so important to make sure that these kids, maybe they're seeing their parents run it and they're like, hey, I want to do it too. And like they're involved too. It's just really cool. And I love that you tie local businesses in as well and prop them up. For anyone listening to this right now that maybe has never done this but wants to get involved, how can they do so? Anne?
They can go onto our website at rhsc.org/superhero-5k. You can find it also just on our website from rhsc.org. And the registration, all the links for that, they can find right there. And our registration's been open, and we're just getting really excited to have people hop on and support it.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that's really cool about the day is watching how people come dressed.
Yes,
and
that is
their
one of the
favorite
biggest
superhero. Yeah. And yes. We even have groups that will come, and they'll have a theme. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah. It is fun because, like, I don't know, you get to, like, feel like a kid again and, like, dress up like your favorite superhero. And, you know, not everybody has Batman and Robin costumes like that, but we do. You know what I mean? We do. And I think that's one of the best parts. And it's really cool to see people get into it and, like I said, commit to the bit and make sure that they're not only just having fun but also raising awareness for the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think the funds, you know, that we raise through the event, they go directly back into supporting the services that we have. So, you know, one of the challenges we have these days as a not-for-profit is, you know, low reimbursement rates for services, whether they're coming through Medicaid, whether they're coming through the state. For us to be able to continue bringing on staff and seeing more kids, right, getting these kids that are on a capacity waiting list for EI services, this is what helps us to be able to do it. And it's a small lift for people because they're getting something out of it. They're having a great day. They're able to come out. They're able to meet other people. We love when, again, we see groups of runners that, you know, this is what they do, right? They love going to different races. It's about the social aspect of it. And I think that's what makes this a little bit different and special for us.
Yeah. Can we dive into those services a little more for people listening that might be in need of the service, or maybe their family or their children?
Absolutely.
How does someone even get to that point where they even recognize the fact that, you know, they may have hearing loss or hearing issues?
Well, from the hearing side of things, you know, it comes from a few different sources. Sometimes people are referred by their physicians, you know, who have done a basic test and they think they need to have a better evaluation or a more thorough one, I should say. But usually it's family members, it's friends, right? So somebody might get tired of hearing, you should get your hearing tested because you're not listening to what I'm saying. Or people are out in restaurants and they're having a hard time having a discussion with the person across from them because of the noise level that there is. Unfortunately, on average, it takes 6 years from the time a person first has somebody suggest or say, I think you should get your hearing tested, before they actually do it. Mm-hmm. So they've wasted 6 years of missing out what's going on around them. And for us, it's not – a lot of people go, oh, if I come in, you're going to sell me something. You're going to sell me a pair of hearing aids. As a not-for-profit, that's not our role. Yeah. Our role is to diagnose, see what the source of the issue is, because a lot of times it might not even have to do with the hearing. It might be something else that's going on medically with them. Right. But being able to work with people, and you know what? I tell people, if you don't need hearing aids, we're not going to sell you something you don't need. But let us work on how we can help you protect the current hearing that you have.
Yes.
Right? Because so once hearing loss happens, it doesn't reverse itself. So, you know, for people that, you know, fight it and then all of a sudden they get help, and, you know, we'll get letters and people will come in for their follow-up appointments and be like, you know what I heard for the first time? I heard the birds chirping outside my window. I actually heard my grandkids telling me about their day at school, where before it was just kind of mumbly and they weren't really engaging in it. And I think that's one of the biggest fears of hearing loss is what it leads to, which is really isolation. And there's a 70% higher risk for people with untreated hearing loss to get an earlier onset diagnosis of Alzheimer's and dementia. So, you know, there's a lot of cognitive issues surrounding that. Yeah. It's scary when you think about it. I mean, you know, I'm a kid that was born in the 60s, and I've been going to concerts and standing in front of, you know, big speaker systems for years, and I was a drummer. I get my hearing tested every year because I know that if it gets to the point that I need help, I want to get that help so I'm not missing out on things.
You have to get ahead of it, for sure. And like you said, like, once your hearing goes or starts depleting, there's no getting it back. So I think it's stories like that, and it's the information like that that a lot of people won't know unless they do, you know, come to the Superhero 5K, and maybe they're just coming for a run. You know, like you said, we have such a big running community, but they'll leave with more knowledge than they came with, and I think that's the biggest thing. And maybe some ice cream too, right, Ann?
Yeah, maybe a little ice cream.
We always tell people, we're not going to take blood when you come to us.
Right.
All right, so you know, if you got a fair needles, no problem. Not something we do.
No issue there.
Yeah.
How has your time been at Rochester Hearing and Speech Center? All the stories and all the things that you've seen through the doors there as the marketing manager.
I love the fact that I get to tell the stories of our clients and see the work that our providers are doing with the kids. I remember one of the clients when I first started. She knew that I was going to come in there and take some photos and tell her story. She bought an outfit just for the experience. And they fitted her with her hearing aids. And she was in her 70s. And they put these hearing aids, and I think she had had hearing aids before. They weren't programmed right. They were really old. She kind of had given up on the fact that she was going to stay connected with her friends and family. Wow. She was already starting to feel that isolation. So they fitted her for her new hearing aids, and they programmed them. And immediately she just burst out like crying and laughing. And she's like, I never thought at my age that I would get my hearing back. She's like, I feel like I'm starting over again. And she was just so excited that we could have done this for her. And then, you know, the kids are in the agency with us, and we get to see on a daily basis the progress they make. And last, I think it was December, on one particular day, two of our kids took their first steps. And they had had some delays, and they both took their first steps. And it's not something that, like, just the, you know, PTs and the OTs that are working with them get to see. They were doing it, and, like, the whole entire agency, all of us, everyone in that building gets so excited when we see these steps, these first progress steps that these kids make. And it's just the most joyful thing to know that because of the fact that they get these services from us, we're making this big of an impact in their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of my favorite videos on the internet is like when the babies have put glasses on for the first time, same with like the hearing too. Like, it's just so wholesome. And I just love that you guys get to see that on like a near daily basis. I think that's really cool.
You know what? It's a reminder for us of why we do what we do.
Yeah.
I was in my third week when I first joined the agency, and we had a two-year-old brought in for her hearing aid fitting, and I was allowed to sit in on it because what we were doing was then we were Zooming her father, who was in the military in Afghanistan, and I got to watch her hear her dad's voice for the first time. We were crying.
It's incredible.
Bawling our eyes out. And that was the moment where it's like, this is what we do that people don't think about, is that impact that it has on families' lives.
Yeah. I think that's really cool, and I think that's really special. And if that's not going to get you to the Superhero 5K, I don't know what will. So
I mean, come on, people.
What else do you need?
With that being said, Bob, and thank you so much, both from the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. The Superhero 5K coming up here on June 7th. What time does it start? Where can people register? All of the things.
Okay, so it kicks off at 8 a.m. with the Superhero Kids Zone and with registration, 9 a.m. Everyone line up at the start. We're going to be ready to go at 9 a.m. And then again, go over to rhsc.org/superhero-5k.
And we appreciate your support and your friendship and Moose, because this is what helps us to make more people aware of just what we do and how much fun we can have with it.
With our silly skits?
Absolutely.
Oh,
the driving factor, of course. The last time we did the skit with our superhero costumes, I was Batman, he was Robin. We were on site at the actual race. And then the year before that, we were eating chicken nuggets in the alleyway. So we have range. We really do. And I think this year we might be going to a little costume store. There's a lot in store for us. So thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you
for being such an active member of the community and making such a difference and such a change for people young and old.
Thanks,
and everywhere in between. So thank you so much. Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, very excited for the Superhero 5K coming up here on June 7th. Good luck.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.